Hey guys, it's Lasky. Thank you for taking the time to check me out and try out a new podcast. Promise I won't fail ya. So today, I kind of want to go over life. Not just like day-to-day activities, small talk, or like the basics, but why are we here? Are we just living in a virtual reality simulation and we don't even realize it? Are we our own gods? These are things I like to think about almost daily, trying to find a deeper meaning of life. There's so much that'll be spread out in different episodes, such as the butterfly effect, golden ratio, evolution, karma, luck. Maybe good luck is like cheat codes. Have you ever played Sims? I'm sure you have. And if you haven't, look it up, YouTube some gameplay. These characters we create don't even know that they're in a simulation. We monitor their mood by watching the gauges for hunger, sleep, social activity, and everything surrounding their well-being. We are essentially their god, controlling their life behind a screen. What comes to mind when you think of God? Higher power? A man in the sky? Look, I respect all religions. I do not believe in Christianity God, but in a way, we all believe in the same concept, just unique definitions. You can set your Sims to have their own free will, or you can completely control and program what you want them to do. So what's not to say that we're living their life in a parallel universe? You might be asking yourself, what exactly is a parallel universe? You're gonna hear me talk about this frequently in some episodes. I'm a strong believer that there are different universes due to the butterfly effect, but I'll save that for a later episode. In quantum physics, a universe theorized as existing alongside our own, although we can't exactly detect it. To each their own has their own definition, but it's still a popular concept. Family Guy and Rick and Morty are two cartoons that have both aired episodes with this theory of exploring other universes with a traveling device. Imagine who you would be in a different universe. What path would you have taken instead? Would you do everything over again? If you're interested in hearing more about the butterfly effect, subscribe to my channel and follow me. If we think about how far technology has come along just like the last 50 years, starting from the world's first video game console, the Megavox Odyssey in 1972, to Atari, to Nintendo Entertainment System, to Genesis, to Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, GameCube, Xbox, PS2, PS3, Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, PS4, and now PS5 and Xbox One with virtual reality, it's incredible to see how far we've come along so quickly. It all started with Pong, just two dots going back and forth like ping pong. Fast forward to hyper-realistic graphics that can make you visualize yourself in a 360 graphic environment. So what if sometime in the future, we have technology that can make us fully believe that we are in a real-life simulation and feel physical pain? The television series Black Mirror, aired on Netflix, has also taken its own theory on this. Season 3, Episode 2, Playtest. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this, this is where I tell you to hit pause, because I do not like to ruin things for others if they're interested in watching this, so here is where I describe the episode. Cooper is a middle-aged man looking to escape the fate of dealing with his mother. He gets an opportunity to dive deep into an augmented reality survival game that uses his brain chemistry to scare the living hell out of him. Cooper's taken to a mansion where he's gonna stay the night. The scary stuff starts out small, seeing a spider, a high school bully, but it begins to build more psychological fears. He imagines a romantic crush trying to murder him. It gets so intense that he literally rips off her face to show a red skull of what's left. He starts to beg to escape, and he tries to, but the game kinda takes control and slowly starts to erase his memories. It's pretty crazy. It goes as far as him believing that he leaves the game and he goes back to his family. But in reality, everything in real time actually took less than a minute, and he died due to the cell phone signal interfering with the device. All because he was trying to make a quick buck and sneak a picture when he wasn't supposed to. It makes you think, how soon will it be in our real world that we can dive into the same gameplay? That's if we aren't already. Or is our universe set in stone and we repeat timelines with the only difference being that technology is advancing? It seems things tend to follow patterns almost as if we're following code. We refer to this as historic reoccurrence. Let's take a look at the finding yourself in an art museum trend. It's interesting to see how common it can be to find a portrait of yourself from thousands of years ago. If you look hard enough, that is. If you haven't seen it, Google it. It's pretty shocking how similar the resemblances can be. People are taking selfies of themselves standing next to these portraits. Aside from art, there are also some historical events that can back up this belief that history repeats itself. So if we take a look at Hitler's attempted invasion of Russia back in 1941, Operation Barbarossa, Hitler hoped to repeat the success of the Blitzkrieg in Western Europe and win victory over a nation that he viewed as Germany's enemy. Millions of German and Axis troops invaded the Soviet Union along an 1,800-mile-long front line. It was Hitler's attempted invasion in Russia that he hoped to repeat the success. Wait, did I just say that twice? But I guess that was so useful that it just needed to be repeated. But anyways, it was Germany's largest invasion force in history. By the end of Barbarossa, the largest, deadliest military operation in history, Germany had suffered close to 775,000 casualties, more than 800,000 Soviets had been killed, and an additional 6 million Soviet soldiers had been wounded or captured. Pretty catastrophic, right? Right. Let's backtrack to 1812. Napoleon's Hundred Day War, or better known as the War of the Seventh Coalition, Napoleon escaped Elba, E-L-B-A, don't know how to say it, look, I dropped out, okay, don't make fun of me, and sailed to the French mainland with a group of more than 1,000 supporters. He eventually returned to Paris with welcoming crowds cheering for his return. The king, Louis XVIII, he fled the country and this started the 100-day campaign. Now this started an uproar whereas Napoleon and forces fought against Russia. Both Hitler and Napoleon had significant damage in both wars, and the brutal winters were also responsible for a mass murder of deaths. Another way we can notice historic reoccurrence is taking a look at how the Great Depression and the Great Recession compare. Almost 100 years apart, the Great Depression in the 1920s, it started with an uproar of the economy falling into a depression in 1929. Millions of people watched the stock market crash, people going bankrupt, banks failing, a total nightmare. In 2008, we noticed the Great Recession with a housing boom in the 2000s, and this led to high rates of mortgage debt, and banks were making a lot of risky loans. Both President Roosevelt and Obama increased federal spending during these economic downfalls. Employment rates were both around 10 to 20%. And economists are still studying the causes of the recession, but there's so many similarities between the two. It's a great example of history repeating itself. Well, I think that's it for today, guys. If you like listening to me, go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead, add me to your favorites. The more support I get, the more podcasts you will receive. Up next will either be episode 2, What is the Butterfly Effect? Going into butterfly effect examples and how this could be changing your life. Or we can dive deep into some creepypasta. Check me out. My name's Lasky. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.